This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Waves of explosives-laden suicide drones struck Ukraine's capital, setting buildings ablaze and tearing a hole in one of them. The attack sent people scurrying for shelter and came a week after Russia unleashed its most widespread strikes against the country in months. Authorities said four people died. One drone struck a residential building. Energy facilities were also hit by the drones, which appear to include Iranian-made drones. Separately, Moscow authorities said a Russian Su-34 warplane crashed in a residential area in the Russian port on the Sea of Azov after an engine failure during takeoff, killing four people on the ground, injuring 25, and setting an apartment building ablaze. Officials said both crew members bailed out safely. U.S. businesses are now proposing to hide trade data used to trace abuse. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A group of major U.S. businesses wants the government to hide key import data, a move trade experts say would make it more difficult for Americans to link products they buy to labor abuse overseas. The proposal obtained by the Associated Press was made by an advisory panel comprised of executives from 20 companies, including Walmart, General Motors, and Intel. If adopted, it would shroud in secrecy customs data on ocean-going freight responsible for about half of the $2.7 trillion in goods entering the U.S. every year. Rail, truck, and air cargo is already shielded from public disclosure under U.S. trade law. Human rights activists say it flies in the face of government commitments to be more transparent on trade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.